Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's start with yesterday in particular. We can get to the playoff conversation and where things are at. Because I thought, and I'm guilty of this as well, you are not going to hear me ever again on this show cite Andy Reid post bye week stat. I'm done with it. I'm done because that was the performance out of the bye week, the 22-4, whatever the heck the record was. And again, I said, this is not putting blame on anybody else. I did the same thing. I'm done with talking about that because that was the self-scout. That was the type of performance that the entire coaching staff, and yes, Patrick Mahomes as well, we'll get to him. He's part of this equation, no question, with what happened yesterday, what has happened this season. Like, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Dave Tobe, I thought it was their worst coaching performance easily of the season, considering everything that was at stake. You're coming off a bye week. You know, a lot of the confidence going in the game, Logan, was that this was essentially a playoff game for the Chiefs. Everything on the line, backs against the wall. Typically, that's when Mahomes is at his best. It's when Andy Reid's at his best, when Dave Tobe and Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones are all at their best. The only guy in that group that was somewhat better than they have been all year was Chris Jones.
Yeah.
And it wasn't his best, but it was his best of the season, I guess, I would argue. But that was the coaching performance. That was the quarterback performance out of a bye week. That's a sign that things are different. We're going to get to the, you know, it was this the start of the King being completely knocked down in the entire NFL, let alone just the division. But I don't know where you're at. I got a lot of thoughts, obviously. But that being the performance out of the bye week is what makes it even more frustrating.
There's something of an argument to be had for, and I heard multiple people say it yesterday. Yeah, I know the Chiefs were coming off a bye week, but the Denver Broncos had the Thursday night game, so they had a mini bye week of their own. I don't care. I really don't. The Broncos had 10 days to prepare. The Chiefs had 14, and this is still how it panned out. Now, the beginning script of the game, I think from the perspective of Andy Reid and Matt Nagy, played out really, really well. There was a serious and egregious level of a lack of execution from the Kansas City Chiefs offense in that first drive of the football game. And I hate to kind of knock on the guy because I still believe he's the best player on the planet. But Patrick Mahomes' lack of execution in that first drive was horrendous. You had not one, but two touchdowns on the first drive of the football game, and you overthrew both guys. That is sort of indicative of the larger problem that has been facing this team all year long. It seems like in the biggest moments when they need it the most, that lack of execution, that killer mentality that we've always seen from them just hasn't panned out so far this year. What you said about Dave Tobe, yeah, something's got to give. Something's got to give. I don't know. I'm not sitting here advocating for the firing of Dave Tobe by any means because he has long been considered one of the best special teams coordinators in football. But my goodness, how long are we going to have to continue to just ignore the special teams woes of this football team? Penalties on every punt return and every kickoff return, missed kicks, blocked kicks, messing up the kick on a kickoff for the second time now this season. when's it going to give?
Yeah, we can go one by one. I mean, there's plenty of blame around yesterday. I think from starting with coaching, I mean, with Andy Reid, I think it's very simple that you came out of a bye week and this was the plan going in, a very predictable Kansas City Chiefs offense. And we all know, I think the part that has everybody the most frustrated about yesterday, and this has been at times an issue going back to his days in Philadelphia, but the Chiefs have been able to overcome what is clearly just a clear coaching flaw, right? No coach is perfect, but a clear coaching flaw. And when your team is simply not as good as they have been over the last 5 to 7 years, it is one that now gets you more than it did 2 years ago, more than it did 3 years ago. That is your complete unwillingness to pivot from what you actually like want to do. Does that make sense? Like, clearly Andy Reid wants to win a certain way, and he has won a ton of football games. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Nobody is suggesting that that's not the case. However, there's a clear issue with what he wants to do, how he wants to close out a game, and what in that moment, like yesterday, is the best path to closing out said game. And I am, of course, talking about running the football. A complete lack of interest, willingness, stubbornness, all of it is the cause of it. They had the ball, Logan, as you know, with the lead, 3 and out, not a single pass play. They tried to run on first down, and then Noah Gray, I think, was false starting. And then they said, well, screw it. God forbid us try to go back to that. So then they pass, predictable. They punt it back to the Denver Broncos. As we all know, the Broncos end up at that point in time tying the game up at 19. It's 19-19. So the Chiefs get the ball again with just under four minutes or right above 4 minutes to go in the game. So at that point, they already went 3 and out. They get the ball back. It's tied. They go 3 and out again. And what do they not do? They don't run the ball a single time. And if you go back, and we're on this show, we joke all the time. I'm not going back and watching film or anything like that. This is just common sense stuff, watching the game, right? The Broncos had zero respect or thought that the Chiefs themselves were willing to run the football. Like, they watch film too. They know the track record of Andy Reid in this offense, right? As well. Andy Reid was not going to run the ball. Kareem Hunt, nobody's suggesting that he's an all-pro running back or anything like that, but he was effective yesterday. He was averaging in the first half 4.9 yards per carry. This was not a Kareem Hunt issue yesterday whatsoever. This was in the final two drives, 3 and out, not a single run play. Make them think you're going to run. The Broncos were not worried about that. And so then when you try to even do play action off of it, it has no effect because they know you're not willing to run. That's where it's on Andy Reid. Then if we keep going, Logan, let's go to Steve Spagnuolo, who I think is still one of the best defensive coordinators we've seen in the NFL's history. Yesterday and across this season, predictability again. I'll call it a little less stubbornness, just more predictability on his side of things. I thought there was one stat in particular that was very telling. The Chiefs on 3rd and 10 or more, all right, allowing 3rd and 10 or more to be converted in a one score game in the fourth quarter. We all know the history of the Chiefs' success leading up to this season, right? One score games. They won 12 of them in one score games. They're 0-5 this year. So this year, they have given up 4 3rd and 10s or longer in a one-score game in the fourth quarter. 4 of them. Last year, you know how many they gave up?
I'm going to guess 0.
0, Logan. You know how many they gave up in 2023? 2. In 2022, 3. 21, 1. 2022, 2019, 1. And 2018, 1. They have already given up, in some cases, three more times than any other in the Steve Spagnuolo era. What I'm getting at is, the disguising the unpredictable nature, which is what makes Steve Spagnuolo so amazing at what he has done throughout his career, it ain't working anymore. They have not adjusted. That's the biggest thing that I think is frustrating. And everybody has been targeting you for 5 to 7 years. You're the Kings. You're winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl. And you have kept the staff together. And on one hand, we praise that they've been able to keep the staff together. On the other hand, though, you have to consistently adjust. And this game in particular, and really this season in particular, is all about their inability to pivot from what they do. And how do you pivot from that? Do you need new people in the building? That's an off-season conversation.
Right.
Can you make those adjustments now that you see it not working in season? Are you willing to do that?
You have to. I mean, I know it's a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true. Take what the defense gives you And we saw it throughout that first half. And you're exactly right. Sean Payton knew, this Denver coaching staff knew, no matter how successful Kareem Hunt was in the running game, they still weren't going to make running the football a priority. And so you're right. When they did get 5 yards on first and 10 on a running play, nobody's being fooled by a play action on second down because everybody in the world knows you're going to throw the football. And again, there is something to be said for, you've got Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, and how do you justify taking the football out of his hands in certain situations? But sometimes you have to do what's best for him, even when it means he doesn't get the football on a particular play. There were three separate occasions in last night's game yesterday, Alex, where the Chiefs had a 3rd-and-2 or a 3rd-and-1 situation. And all three times they threw the football. You've got Kareem Hunt. The number, I mean, they've talked about it ad nauseum over the last few weeks, how successful the Chiefs have been running the football with Kareem Hunt on 3rd or 4th down and 2 or shorter so far this season with their ability to convert first downs or turn it into touchdowns. And yet all three of those times in big moments of the game, you decided to go ahead and throw the football. Sometimes what's best for you is not necessarily what you want to do. And you're exactly right. Andy Reid has always been more of a pass-first guy, especially since he arrived in Kansas City.
Yeah, you just have to pivot on what is currently happening for your team. We like Patrick Mahomes, right, in that particular game as well, and in the last 2 weeks in particular, going back to the Buffalo game, was not as sharp. He hasn't been as sharp in some of these bigger moments. He's pressing, right? I think we're going to talk about him and Bo Nix later on in the show in particular. But when Patrick Mahomes is pressing, even if it's not how you want to play, you have to be willing to just run the football and win in a different way. I call it, to me, it's arrogance is what it is. Basically, it's ego and it's arrogance at that point in time. And I know, and we'll get to your texts and calls, I promise, guys. We'll get to them starting at 10:30. We'll open up the phone lines, 913-586-7965. I see a lot about the running backs. Like, hey, he doesn't have the running back. I think that's just inaccurate. I'm not suggesting that Kareem Hunt's a top running back in the league, but guys, I feel more confident than ever. If they would have traded for Breece Hall, or they could have Barry Sanders back there, Andy Reid still would have passed the football on those two drives.
Yep.
That's the bigger issue that I have. Willingness to win in a different way. And maybe, you know, we talk about, is this rock bottom and all that? If you think this team has any chance to quote unquote figure it out, and we're going to get to the playoff chances, et cetera, in a second, then they have to be willing to do something that they have really not shown they're willing to do during even this run. Someone said, stop talking about coaching. We'll get to Patrick Mahomes. Don't you worry. We will get to him. We'll get to player performances, drops from Rashee Rice, the reliance on Travis Kelce. He was great yesterday, but the fact that the offense is running through and relying on a 36, 37-year-old tight end is also a problem. So I promise you, we'll get to the players. But if you're asking me just yesterday, who is the biggest reason for the loss, the biggest blame, coming out of a bye week, it 100% is the coaches for me. 100% starts with them. And then we get to Patrick Mahomes and others. It absolutely has to be a coaching staff issue when your team, who has a very similar roster, by the way, as a year ago, is now not winning in any one-score games. It's one thing to regress from 12-0 in one-score games. Like, I don't think they were going to be 12-0 again. That was historically great, not sustainable. But now you're 0-5? Like, regression the means that you know what, but at the same time, to this extent, your inability to win close games, we're going to get into phase one of what we talked about on Friday maybe happening, which was chopping the head of the king in the division. Now what's next?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.